This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance, copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere.
Hi, this is Susan, and I'm here with Julie, and we're going to sit and have a new podcast that we are going to be talking about the energy of unfamiliarity.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm not familiar with this topic.
Oh, would have you been waiting on that one?
No, it just came up because you introduced it. It's so funny. It's unfamiliar. Let me introduce this in a familiar way because it's unfamiliar.
Well, the familiar one we did before, I didn't even introduce. So.
Right, I know. We just did a podcast on the energy of familiarity, and I said, let's do one on unfamiliar because you and I always go, and you said it as well, we always go into the unfamiliar. And when I was teaching English in Japan and I went to Japan, it was funny. There were a lot of Canadian teachers there and teachers from the U.S. as well. And those were the last people I wanted to be with because I was in Japan. And it was nothing against them, but they were the familiar. Why would I go to a foreign country and want to understand about the foreign country and spend my time with a familiar?
People wouldn't have understood you because
exactly. That's
what everyone does. They go to the familiar.
But I had a blast because in the unfamiliar, there was a huge vacuous space of wonderful new things to share, experience, to learn about myself, to investigate. And funnily, oftentimes the familiar American and Canadian teachers wanted to know, you know, they would come following me, like, what are you doing? Where are you going? What are you, you know, as I would trek out into the unfamiliar. And I'm not talking about going into the, you know, raw native. I mean, sometimes I would ride my bike into the rice fields and stuff, which was really cool. Yet, you know, I'm just talking about getting into something that's not familiar, that's a little bit raw around you, that shakes it up a little bit for you.
So I can say for the past, you know, I'm going to age myself, but for the past, I'll say 40 years, and I'm not 40, but, you know, the past 40 years, I forget I'd say it before you jumped in and said it.
You're not 60 either. Jeez.
No, but for 40 years, I was engrossed in the familiar, everything I did, and it was comfortable, and I moved with it, and, you know, I never fit in. So I was in the familiar, but never really completely a part of it. And it's probably been the last 10 years that I've really kind of ventured more into the unfamiliar. And when I think about it, you know, when you're in the familiar, there's a comfort. That's the comfort zone, you know. You move in that, and things are a little bit more predictable, you know, to a degree. Because you still, everything's completely unpredictable. But you have that false sense of security that things have predictability. And then the last few years, especially, I'm really moving in the unfamiliar. And it takes a lot of, you know, it really takes, I will say, courage. And I don't mean I've got this courage, but I think in general it takes courage to get out of your familiar space.
Comfort zone,
whatever. And you know, but in doing that, you know, like I think of myself, we started talking about the aha moment, and that's I think what we're all really looking to do is have that something moves in your body, something moves, that feeling of like you just expanded, you just reached out and the universe touched you. And Oprah coined it as the aha moment. And that's how I'm gonna align it with that because I don't know
because
how
it's
else.
Most familiar to people.
It's the most familiar. And yet if you know, after doing that for so long, I found out the familiar didn't do it for me. Yeah. I didn't have those moments. I started reading everything I could, and I started to the point where I constantly try to put myself in different situations because now. The way I get those aha moments, if I want to call it that, and it doesn't really even seem the right word, but that, like, the other thing is, like, the universe reached out and touched me. That feeling I only get now is by going into the unfamiliar. And it's finding parts within myself I never knew existed. But that takes a lot to be able to face that within yourself, because when you touch it, there's other things that come to the surface that you're like, oh.
Well, it takes, you know, it's funny because as you're talking, you know, you're bringing up, you're edging the line of like a lot of science and biology and what we actually do as humans and what our bodies interact with and how we're very habitual and even how our brains are habitual and would rather take the easy route and fill in all the blanks rather than let us see what's unfamiliar. And I've always walked a fine line between the familiar and the unfamiliar. And I've always been intrigued by what's different and what causes this little stir in me and what kind of shoots out to me and what I can interact with. And you know...
So let me ask you a question because I'm going to interrupt you. So that you just said and the part about that I find is something to take note of is that you're open-minded. You're completely open-minded. Because you walk both lines, right? So you're open to whatever. You know, there's some familiarity. The familiarity is you know who you are. You know your energy. You know you're safe. But the unfamiliar is yet you don't know what's ahead. You don't know what's behind. So what's fascinating is that is what makes you, and don't get, is more psychic. More psychic. Not that that's your goal, because who cares? But that opens up a whole... When you know things.
Hey Susan, what are you grateful for this year?
Oh, I'm so grateful for so many things.
Just one.
I'm grateful for my beautiful family.
Oh, nice. And what about you, Julie?
For that and the wonderful collaborations I get to partake in.
That's awesome.
How about you, Danny?
I'm grateful that there's such a good variety of podcasts to listen to.
4 podcasts, tons of books, tons of ebooks.
Isn't it interesting, Julie, that you and I both grew up outside of Boston, one town away from each other, and it took, I'm just going to say, over 40 years for us to meet and do these podcasts, and the minute we started doing them, they just keep coming faster and faster. Don't you find that fascinating?
Sounds like wine, or is it cheese to me?
I think it's kismet, and I think if we go with that, everything that we're saying has been set up divinely for us to say it.
Ooh, agreed. Well, the wild thing that can occur is that you can then become most familiar with the unfamiliar.
I think that's an Einstein, Tesla kind of a thing. Because if you are in the unfamiliar, go ahead.
So once again, you're moving back and forth in the Kybalion. So you're moving from one end to the other. And so why do you think that's an Einstein, Tesla thing?
Because I think when you are open to the unfamiliar, that's when you can get, you're open to what you think. You know, we have the blotch cards. It says, you know, it just came to my mind is, you know, if you only worry about what other people think, then you have no room for what you think. And so if you can open up to the unfamiliar, and I'm when I say Einstein, I can go to a whole list of different, I mean, Nelson Mandela just comes to my mind is, you can think outside of what everyone else thinks. You can do amazing things. You can do amazing things because you're no longer constrained to this doesn't happen, this can't happen, and this is the way it works. And this is, you move into, your mind is just open to what else. And that's why I use the word psychic, because, again, it was familiar. But that's really, I'm not interested in being psychic or going into that space. I could care less. To me, it bores the hell out of me. But to move into that space of anything. And that's why when you say, why did I say Tesla and Einstein? I even think to Nelson Mandela. I don't have to live in apartheid. This can be different. And he created a vision. It was different. I mean, that's the whole. I mean, I don't know why you like the Martin Luther King. That I have a dream. It's the same. Because it's a dream. Because you can think outside of the norms and limits of society. You can go into a different realm, and being in that realm is like once you're in that realm, it's like coming here and look at it. All that ever you can't do this. There's a law for that. This is limited. You just can't understand it, and it's not fulfilling.
Well, there's also, it's funny because when you're in the unfamiliar, I mean, whoever's in there with you, you're just in the unfamiliar. It's you and the unfamiliar. So thinking like everybody else and not thinking like everybody else doesn't even exist. It's you in the unfamiliar with the raw energy of whatever is occurring is occurring. And of course, you're going to process it. You're going to, you know, relate to it the way you're going to relate to it. If you're going to relate to it with the familiar, then you're going to kind of like cancel out stuff. And this isn't a, you know, a podcast about the process of dealing with the unfamiliar. Yet it's really like looking at, you know, if you're existing in this familiarity consistently, you get oversaturated in that. You get bored in it. And all of a sudden you're 80 going, what happened to my life?
Right.
And yet sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're just keeping it going, keeping the status quo right. going of the familiar.
You're
familiar,
making sure
familiar.
Those that come in,
right.
prosperity
right.
gets
yes.
ingrained in the familiar.
And encourage and keep it going. Let's keep it going. We got to keep the familiar going. Yet, why? I mean, there's a whole bunch. There's a whole environment of unfamiliar for everybody.
So what's interesting is, you know, because we just have these conversations. It's funny because you said this isn't a podcast about, you know, the familiar, whatever. To me, this is more philosophy. This is more like philosophical, what we're talking about, because there's not a science. We've looked into the science and we've proven, using science and nature, many of the concepts that we've discussed, and they're in our old, old books, because we can't even go to them anymore. they're in there, and we've done it, and we've moved beyond it. I'm not interested in using science to back up what we say anymore, because
it's
done.
Familiar.
It's over. We've
it's
done
familiar,
that, and I'm
yes.
not doing that anymore. Yet, so this is more, to me, is more philosophy, because we're taking what we know, what's been backed by science, and now we're, you know, jumping off a lily pad to now we're jumping into the unknown, right?
Mm.
And so, you know, it's interesting that I think the first step for me when I look back is, you know, you're kind of in the familiar. Then you get to a point where, what familiar do I want to resonate with? What do I want to remain familiar with? And if it's stuff like we said, you got to do this and this, like, I'm not interested in maintaining that familiarity within me and within my sphere of energy. What familiarity do I want to bring? Because we all have some familiar, and the familiar may simply be, I'm consistently surrounded by love. And I don't care who you are, and I don't care who's in your life, it's got nothing to do with people. It's got to do with energy. That's completely, I look out and I look at the trees. I look at, you know, there's that familiar. And that's my familiarity. And then from there, now you're going to springboard. Where do you want to go in the unfamiliar? And I think that is like the first step. If I were going to look back at myself and where I'm at, I'm trying to be very clear on the familiar that I bring into my realm of existence. Instead of having everyone tell me what the familiar is, I'm at the point where I will now decide what is familiar that comes with me.
Hmm.
It's got nothing to do with people. Really, it's nothing to do with people. If you're in the energy of the familiar that I embrace, you will, of course, be in my life. If you're not, you won't be. It's simple as that.
Well, there's always that phrase, you know, are you, you know, living in your comfort zone, or are you able to get out of your comfort zone? And the deal is, once again, you know, if you want to get philosophical, you're getting more subjective and more, you know, what others' opinions are and your opinion and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes I think it's just a matter of, you know, being present in a different way. And you want to talk philosophically, it's thinking in a different way.
Mm.
And if you always think this, then don't. When you catch yourself thinking that, go, hey, maybe it could be something else.
Yeah, it's so funny because that's really the hardest part of life is your thinking and where you go with it. And it's, you know, we've always said it's easy to turn around and, this person, blah, 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 or whatever. But it takes a little bit of work initially to change your point of view. Well, I'm here and this is where I am and this is what I need to do. And it's irrelevant of anyone else. That takes a little bit of work because you got to, like, no, I can't go into that. This is what I know. But I think it's like anything with habit. The more you start doing it, it becomes the new habit, is to go into the space of, who am I and what is it I know?
Hi, this is Julie here with Susan, and I have to ask you, what's one of the favorite books that we've written together? Which one would you say?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations, because you tricked me into writing it, and it wrote itself, and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
What about you? I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations, and I love the invocations because they're really powerful. The Ender Scripts is really fun as well, so I agree with you.
Yep. Awesome.
You know what? People are always posting quotes. You don't even know if they're really true.
Or they're quotes that you've read 10,000 times.
Right, and you're supposed to like them. What about quoting from something different and new?
Oh, that would be fun.
We did it and took quotes from our Energetic Invocations books, and we put it in a quote book.
They're really good.
How do I live when I don't fit in? You can find it on Amazon.
This is Susan. I'm here with Julie and my daughter Danielle. We stole her back from Canada. She's excited to be a part of these podcasts and commercials.
It's been great hearing you guys, wanting to be here with you, and now being able to be in the same room.
And is that what you felt when you were listening to the podcast, that you were
here
with us?
Every time you guys laughed, had jokes.
And every time I stumbled.
I felt like I was there watching.
And I have to admit it, I've been taking a little bit of Danny's advice, because I know she said the most enjoyable podcasts are when I went for Susan's jugular. So sometimes I'm like, this isn't fun enough. Let me at her.
And I'm still standing.
Of course you are. Standing.
All of the podcasts are getting even more energized. We're expanding our own minds and our own vision, and we're sharing it. So grab a hold, because we're going nonstop right up to the top of the mountain.
Woo! And that's intriguing, because when you get into the processes and the logic or illogic of the processes, then you start to realize that the familiar and unfamiliar can become habit. You just want to shuffle up your habit, really.
Exactly, yeah.
And we're not talking about nuns. You know? But in some books we do, but... So it's kind of funny, because then you go, okay, we're not going into the science and biology and yada, yada, yada of it.
Because we've done that.
Right. Yet, you know, that's familiar. So we go into the, you know, when you're thinking about habit, I mean, really, it's an action. It's a, you know, it's what kind of you're processing. And sometimes you just need to go,
wipe
the slate clean and just be.
But the funniest thing. And I'll go to smoking, because it's a very physical thing. You can see most people can't stop smoking. Well, actually, you have complete control over that. It is work, and it is a process of getting over that hump. That's the habit everybody talks about, right? Kicking the habit and doing whatever. It's just changing the habit. And the powerful thing that people forget is that you do have complete control over it. You have to work at it. It is hard. I'm not minimizing that. But there's no one else out there that can do it for you. You can sit there and you know, people go do all these things and people give you suggestions, but you have complete control over your habits.
Right.
With work.
Right. And it's so funny, because you relentlessly go into the people part, and I'm like going into the energy part, which is great, because it's a good balance. And you go, the other people out there, and I'm like, who cares about the other people? I mean that in a good way. And in the sense of it, I think, you know, you look at the little diagram. I mean, there's some great books out there on habit and stuff, but you look at the diagram, you know, you got your routine and a reward in there, and whatever process, because once again, this is like a little problem, almost like a mathematical equation that occurs to create the habit, and all you have to do is replace those routines rewards in the cycle of the habit. So when you're talking about the people out there, it is based in you and your responsibility, and not to get into a dissertation about habit. Yeah, it's fascinating, because it relates to the familiarity and the unfamiliarity. And so if you're consistently safe and feeling safe in familiarity, you have a number of habits running nonstop, like computer programs. Obviously.
Well, I'm not doing a podcast on habit specifically, because like you said, there's a lot of books written on it. Mm-hmm. I also know people that change a habit on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the habit books are good because they give you an idea as to what's going on in your mind. But those books, and they're very good, and they're interesting, and I'm not going to... But I know for me to change a habit, I know what I need to do. That doesn't mean I'm going to tell you what to do or anyone else. I have figured out what works for me, and I still stumble,
and when I talk about people, because I like to, I give examples, because then it's to me, it's a visual. Maybe I'm more of a visual learner. When I see it, I can understand it, and that makes it its own imprint on me. So when I that's why it's not that I care about other people, because it's only about me, right? It's only about everybody. We're all our own, and nobody exists except for our own individual selves. Everyone else out there is reflections of us,
right?
You know, I had one person, we joke about it, this one person who was a jerk, who I had a conversation with. We call him the angry bird. And so, you know, what was interesting is this person was being like challenging me. I'm just going to say, I got challenged by everyone. So what ended up happening is he said something to me, and he used the same word, saying I was doing the exact same thing. I wasn't doing any of it. I was simply having a conversation, and he turned it around into was creating the same situation that every other person in his life had created. And I wasn't, but in his mind, that's all he sees. Everyone is creating this situation for me. So it doesn't matter who stepped in that space, that's what they were doing.
And that's what's familiar to him.
Right, but what I'm saying is that that's why we only live in our own space. So whatever your habit is, whatever it is that works for you, it's your own. And there are books out there, and go read them, do whatever you want to do. But the unfamiliar for us is where I'm at and where you're at. And that's is now the only way we get that aha moment.
So the choice to express it as a habit was to state that within that understanding of that process, there's routine and there's a reward and replacement, and not to get, you know, whatever, strict with what the words are. Yet when this activity is occurring, we're talking about what's familiar and unfamiliar, and you can deceive yourself of not really even being in the energy, because everything can become familiar. And in that expression of it, you know, oftentimes you see routine is the enemy. You know, you shake up what you're doing. You take on different challenges. You know, you go in different directions. And when we're talking about the energy of being unfamiliar,
it's the George moment from Seinfeld. Opposite day. It's sort of the same thing. Like, all right, I usually have grilled cheese. I'll have tuna on rye, or whatever he says. You know, it's funny, but you know, I think for me, at least, it started for me in being clear on what do I want my familiar to be. That brings you, because familiar is what gives you that sense of self. I think a sense of self. So it's, again, for me, it was deciding, you know, and I use the angry bird because it's like, that's his familiar. Mm. And it's like, I wasn't going to touch it. I'm like, good luck with that. You know, I'm not. And so why wouldn't, you know, at least the first step to be is what's going to be familiar for me? And it actually, it's not, you know, going to Dunkin' Donuts every, you know, the more. It's the familiar is me being me.
And so if that's the first step, then the energy of unfamiliarity is what?
Next.
Is doing what that isn't.
Right. Well, okay, sure.
And is that simple? That simple.
And that is actually what I find where we're at. And we spent, you and I, the first book we wrote, Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, was our process of being clear on familiar, defining it for ourselves, and saying, wow, look at what we've been told. Look what that's what's been presented to us is the way life is. Mm. And we had to define it to be able to say, no, we're not doing that anymore. And so we spent a lot of time, we've been a lot of podcasts on that. Mm-hmm. And that's old now for us. It's huge, but it's old now. And now we're in the non-familiar, uncertainty.
Until it becomes familiar.
And then we move again.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads Music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.